Laptop GPU versus desktop GPU, which is better and why? 2021. When deciding on the best type of GPU for your laptop model, you need to consider how it will be used and what you're expecting from the computer. The term GPU is often used by users. It is also known as the graphics card. Gamers love this term. The game will not work if there is no appropriate graphics card. It is therefore very disappointing. We've been fascinated by the performance differences between laptop and desktop variants of NVIDIA's RTX GPUs since the launch of NVIDIA's RTX graphics chips. In this article, MedCPU will explore the difference between laptop GPU versus desktop GPU. Laptops, in most cases, use integrated graphics cards which are not as powerful as desktop PCs. A desktop's GPU provides more power when it comes to heavy gaming or video editing. Let's dive in to get to know more. Difference between desktop and laptop GPUs. They serve the same purpose, but they have different performance, speeds, and other components. Performance difference. The desktop GPUs offer better performance. Gaming performance, 3D editing, and many other tasks are possible with the desktop GPU. The desktop GPU prevents overheating. For better performance, the components are designed differently. Because of the size and shape of the laptop version, the GPU of the laptop is integrated. How small a laptop is? Laptops are designed for portability. Gaming laptops that have a higher GPU are bulkier. It performs roughly the same as desktop GPUs. The laptop GPU's performance is lower than that of the desktop GPU. This is because the laptop doesn't have the same cooling system as the desktop computer. For valuable performance, the GPU cannot be upgraded. If you want to improve your GPU performance and keep it upgraded, a desktop computer GPU is the best choice. Clock speeds. Because the GPU is housed in a larger area, it has a faster clock speed. The desktop version has a better cooling system for gaming and high-intensive tasks. Because of the smaller space, laptop GPUs can run at a slower speed. It uses a low cooling system. It is not compatible with the cooling system on the desktop computer. The laptop GPU cannot be overclocked. Some GPUs are more advanced than others, but they still don't provide the same speed as desktop GPUs. Upgrade. Because of its large size, the desktop computer is very heavy. It is easy to upgrade the GPU. The GPU's high performance allows one to upgrade or replace it as needed. The laptop GPU is integrated. They cannot be replaced or upgraded. Because of their small size and high demand for portability, this is a problem. A gaming laptop is bulkier due to its better GPU, but it cannot be upgraded. Read also, GPU versus CPU 2021, which is better and why? Design and variant. The desktop GPU design is different than the laptop GPU. The desktop computer's GPU is faster than the laptop. The model number may be identical. The variants may differ from one personal computer. It is essential to determine its performance and speed. The laptop GPU design is different from the desktop GPU. The performance is not the same as that of the desktop GPU. The GTX 970MZM is the model number after the number on the graphics card. It is therefore ranked lower for performance. The NVIDIA GTX 950, which is designed for desktop computers, is better. It has a lower clock speed than the desktop version. Graphics integrated or dedicated. Desktop GPU is dedicated to graphics. Because of its high performance and large space, this allows for faster speeds. A small laptop with integrated graphics has integrated graphics. The best laptop graphics card. Utility. Desktop graphics can be used to run high performance games, 3D models, or other intensive tasks. This requires overclocking and has better cooling. Gaming laptops that include a laptop GPU. These laptops are designed for gaming, high-intensive tasks, and Photoshop. The desktop GPU's performance is lower because it does not have a better cooling system. This is due to its small size and portability. It is impossible to overclock. These laptops are more powerful than ever. They are almost as powerful as the desktop GPU. An average laptop GPU will work better for everyday tasks, regular browsing, and general use. It can sometimes even allow games with lower resolutions or old games to run. Check out the best gaming laptop under $1,500 in 2021, click here. Price. The desktop GPU is less expensive than the laptop GPU, superior speed and performance. The laptop GPU is extremely expensive due to its portability and performance. Future of GPUs. NVIDIA's new 10 series GPUs have been renamed to the GTX 1050, GTX 1060, GTX 1070 and GTX 1080. These GPUs are designed for laptops and remove the M from the number. Why? Both versions offer almost the same performance. Both GTX 1080s come with 8GB of GDDR5 VRAM, and both have 2560 CUDA cores. The laptop GTX 1080 is just below the desktop version in terms of clock speed. Although performance isn't as good as desktop versions, it shouldn't be more than 5-10%. This is excellent news for gamers who love gaming laptops. You won't have reduced performance or take an external GPU on a trip. Laptop and desktop GPU, FAQs. Is an external GPU for a laptop worth it? A GPU is a graphics processing unit that is an important component of a computer that allows it to run graphics-rich applications. External GPUs can be plugged into a laptop to provide enhanced graphical power without the need for a desktop PC. These external graphics cards are often much more powerful than a laptop's internal graphics card, which may be limited to an Intel HD graphics or AMD Radeon 7200 graphics card. How do I remove a stuck GPU? There are a few ways to remove a stuck GPU from a laptop or other small form factor device. You can remove the screen from the laptop and set it on a table to get better access to the GPU. If you have a suction cup, you can use that to remove the GPU from the case. Another way is to attach a small metal rod to the end of a plastic spatula and use it to pry the GPU off the motherboard. Sometimes the stuck GPU just needs to be spun or jerked loose. I've never seen a GPU that won't come out after several of these methods. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=G7T2SFQF66U and T=1S. What is the difference between integrated graphics and dedicated graphics? Integrated graphics are graphics chips embedded on the motherboard of the laptop. Dedicated graphics are more powerful graphics chips that are plugged into the motherboard or into a graphics card. Integrated graphics are less expensive but not as good as dedicated graphics. Conclusion: laptop GPU or desktop GPU? The question of whether one should get between laptop and desktop GPUs is a difficult question to answer. It will ultimately depend on your budget, what you're going to be using the laptop for, and how much space is in your backpack, briefcase. Before you buy a new laptop, check to see if it has a GPU. If it does, compare it with the desktop counterpart. Thanks for reading. We hope that this post has been helpful. If you found this article useful, please let us know by liking and sharing it with your friends.